This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Designated driver on the highway to health. Dr. Bob Martin is on the Better Health Network.
Stress reduction, nutrients, supplements, healing techniques, healthy lifestyles. Just some of the keys to good health and wellness. We're going to be talking about these and much more today here on the Dr. Bob Martin Show. I welcome you to the program. This is a program dedicated to helping you to become your own best doctor most of the time. Because you've entered a healing zone where people tune in each week to learn about the latest news about health and wellness, and most importantly, how to get healthy and how to stay healthy naturally. That's what the show is all about. And we always open up the phone lines in the first hour of the program for people who have a need to talk with someone about their health, their health issues, their health quagmires, the dilemma that you may be finding yourself in, from gingivitis to gallbladder problems, back pain to bad BO, prostate issues to pimples, anxiety or arthritis, anything in between. All of those questions are fair game and more. Maybe you want to lower your cholesterol drug-free or your triglycerides or your glucose. What is on your mind health-wise is something that becomes important to yours truly, and I'll do my very best to help you out. Here's our toll-free number into the show. Jot this phone number down. Pass it to others you know in your life, maybe family members, loved ones, friends, coworkers who may be struggling with some health problem and they need a lifeline, they need an ear, somebody to talk to and give them practical solutions for their health challenges. The toll-free number nationwide as we open up the phone lines for open line health related questions or health comments, 888 553-7262. 888-55-DR-BOB. That would be D-R-B-O-B on your touch tone phone. That's 888-553-7262 is how you get into the show today and on the air to ask your health-related question or make your health-related comment. Ladies and gentlemen, have a lot to talk about today. Oh my gosh, there is so much information that I want to share with you today regarding health. And I'll give you just a quick rundown of what we're going to be talking about on the show today. It may be an hour number one, it may be an hour number two, or it could be an hour number three. We're going to begin in just a little bit talking about the fact that consuming or drinking too much coffee can increase your risk of dementia by a whopping 53%. And remember, Alzheimer's disease is a form of dementia. Now, there's a magic formula associated with this, and it's all about dose. And we'll get to that very shortly here. Also today on the program, we're going to be talking about the six fully vaccinated Texas politicians who got COVID-19. That was all over the news this last week. Many of you heard about it. I've got some interesting audio to play for you about that. We'll get into that. And as we went to air today, it was announced that dozens and dozens of fully vaccinated athletes that were supposed to be competing in the Olympic Games in Tokyo tested positive for COVID-19 and are being knocked out of the Olympic Games. And I'm talking about dozens and dozens of them. This morning, I think it was two golfers who were going to be from the U.S., who were going to compete in the Olympic Games, out of the Games as a result, testing positive. These are fully vaccinated people. So what's wrong? I mean, you hear the spin. I mean, everybody knows about the spin. When someone does test positive for COVID and they've been fully vaccinated, you hear the reference to it's rare. Well, that, there it is. There's the 6% of those people. No, it just seems so much larger than that. It seems like so many people are testing positive for COVID-19 that are fully vaccinated. It's more than the 6%. Has to be when you consider it. All right. We're also going to be getting into a topic related to the Israeli government. The COVID vaccine, they believe, is a lot less protective against this, the latest du jour variant that is now comprising, I think it's estimated about 83% of the cases of COVID that are occurring in the United States right now are of the Delta variant, the Indian variant. And the Israeli government is saying, hey, the COVID vaccines that are supposed to be virtually foolproof, 90%, 94%, whatever it may be, are falling short of the mark, way short, when it comes to the Delta variant. We'll tell you about that today on the show. And we've got so much more information to give to you today and to share with you today on topics that I think you're going to want to know more about. It's not going to be wall-to-wall COVID, thank goodness. We're going to tell you why smoking is less dangerous than being on a no-fish diet. Now, I have a good friend that you just mentioning the four-letter word, fish, he just cringes. He cringes because he doesn't like fish. He had a bad experience with it, apparently, as a child, with fish sticks, and refuses to consume in any manner whatsoever fish. And the other day I said to him, I want to send you an article about how not eating fish, not consuming fish, not incorporating fish in your diet, my friend, is as dangerous, maybe more dangerous than smoking cigarettes. Of course, he didn't believe me at first, and that I provided for him a study published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, finding that a diet lacking a specific oil found in seafood may shorten life expectancy more than smoking or using tobacco. If you can believe that, that got his attention big time, I'll tell you that. And now he's thinking about it. How can I? And I, of course, I'm going to tell you how you can compensate for that. And I certainly shared that with him as well. We're also going to be talking about the connection between a person snoring. You know anybody who snores? 90 million people do in the U.S. alone, and I think that's probably underestimated. Watching TV now implicated, watching television implicated in snoring risk. Those who consume or watch television at a certain level are more prone to the development of snoring. What's the connection? What is that all about? This is out of Harvard Medical School. We've got that today. So if you know anybody who's a snorer, you'll want to bring this information back to them, perhaps. And you're hearing now about all these young people, teenagers and young adults, who need to be vaccinated. The drug companies love it. They're making billions, if not trillions, of dollars now on these vaccines. Here we come to find out that 50% of 16 to 24-year-old people have COVID antibodies without receiving any COVID vaccines. We'll tell you where that's going on and why that's so important coming up on the show today. We're going to go to your phone calls here in just a little bit. And we're going to, before we do that, talk about the caffeine and how there's a connection between caffeine consumption and the development of dementia by 53%. But what is the dose anyway? We'll get to that. I'm Dr. Bob Martin.
Staying healthy has never been more important. And Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, maker of premier heart and immune health products, is leading the way to better health with a groundbreaking new formula, Kyolic Omega AGE. Kyolic Omega AGE combines the cardiovascular power of Kyolic's best-selling organically grown aged garlic extract with sustainably sourced fish oil and a synergistic blend of the nutrients, vitamins D3, K2, E, and B6, 9, and 12, that have been clinically shown to support heart, bone, and immune health. All in one supplement, providing you with a comprehensive and convenient way to take your health to the next level. So check off all of those individual supplements from your shopping list and get Kyolic Omega AGE for heart, bone, and immune health today. Look for Kyolic Omega AGE at fine natural health retailers near you. Learn more at Kyolic.com. That's Kyolic.com. Stay healthy. Live better.
Mom, can I have some Sprite?
Sure, honey.
Thanks, Mom.
You know what that is? That's the sound of my child thanking me for giving her something that's actually good for her teeth. Sprite Gum is part of the Sprite Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products made with 100% xylitol, the all-natural sweetener with proven dental benefits. So when we're at home, my whole family uses Sprite toothpaste and mouthwash to help strengthen our teeth and reduce the risk of tooth decay. And when we're on the go, I just throw some Sprite gum and mints right into my bag. My kids love it, and I love that it's all natural. No sugar, no aspartame, or any other chemicals. Just think of that. I reward my kids for taking care of their teeth at home by giving them gum and mints on the go that are good for their teeth. Visit SpryDental.com or ask for Spry by name at your local health food store. You can also ask your dentist about Spry and make sure your mouth is receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
At Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Kroger, and most natural product retailers. Find a retailer near you at Clear.com.
Scientific studies continue to remind us all that getting deep restorative sleep every night is as important to staying healthy as getting regular exercise and eating nutritious food. At bedtime, if you have trouble falling asleep within 20 minutes or wake up during the night and have trouble getting back to sleep, you are not alone because 70 million Americans suffer with sleep problems. Old, worn out, or poorly designed mattresses are primary reasons for sleep problems. Dr. Bob Martin here to share my family's secret for the best possible sleep you can achieve. It's called Cairo Slumber Mattress. Cairo Slumber Mattresses use advanced technology to provide the best support and temperature control for a perfect sleep environment. Say goodbye to sore muscles, back and neck and joint pain. Tossing and turning all night? Gone. Cairo Slumber Mattress, to your sleep rescue. Call toll free 888-958-2008. 888-958-2008 or CairoSlumber.com. Free shipping, too.
And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you or die. Like tomorrow was a gift and you got eternity. Think about what you do with it. What did you do with it? What did I do with it? What would I do with it?
Welcome back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. appreciate you tuning into the show today. We've got a lot of healthy things to talk about, things that could be game changers for you and your loved ones. So stick around for the entirety of the program. Now, if you're on hold right now wishing to get on the air to ask your health question or make your health comment, be patient. Patrick in New Jersey and Drew in Utah, and you could be next. Here's our number into the program. Should you have a health problem or health concern, the only bad health question is the one you're not asking. How long has it been since you could actually admit to being well, to feeling really good? If it's been a while, we need to have a conversation to find out why. You might want to lower your cholesterol, and you need to know what foods to eat to lower your cholesterol. You may want to know which foods to eat more of to help lose weight successfully. You may even want to know which superfoods to eat in order to reduce all those wrinkles that keep showing up on your face. We have all that information for you. Or whatever question you have, you drive the conversation. Open line health topics here on the show. Here's our toll-free number nationwide into the program, 888-553-7262. 888-55-DR-BOB. 1-888-553-7262. We'll go to phones, open line calls, right after this information I must share with you about drinking too much coffee. Now, I have to admit, I don't drink coffee. I'm not bragging or complaining about it. I just don't. I know a lot of people who do. But drinking too much coffee can increase your risk of dementia, with more than 6 cups a day boosting your chance by 53%. 53%. That's a lot. Now, coffee may be the perfect morning pick-me-up for some people, but a new study suggests drinking it in excess can compromise your brain health over time. And some people are saying to themselves, wait a minute, I just heard just the opposite. If you take caffeine, it'll help your memory. It'll help your brain. Well, a typical daily coffee consumption is somewhere between 1 to 2 standard cups of coffee a day. But those who drink more could be placing themselves at a higher risk. Researchers in Australia have found that high coffee consumption is associated with a smaller brain volume and a 53% increased risk of dementia. Now, the study was published in Nutritional Neuroscience and has been led by experts at the University of Australia, along with academics from other institutions, including the University of Cambridge and the University of Exeter. The experts offer no explanation to this very surprising link. One of the experts said, "This is the most extensive investigation into the connection between coffee, brain volume measurements, and the risk of dementia and the risks of stroke." In another study, a professor who's involved in it looked at the genetic and phenotype associations between coffee intake and plasma lipid profiles, the cholesterol, and the blood fats. Study published in the Clinical Nutrition was using data from over 362,000 people in his biobank between the ages of 37 and 73. Not only did they find that there was a link between the two, but the casual evidence that habitual coffee consumption contributes to an adverse lipid profile. In other words, what they're saying here is that drinking excessive amounts of coffee can actually mess up your cholesterol and your triglycerides. So if you're over there slamming the statins and worrying about your cholesterol, how about cutting down on coffee? Now, coffee beans contain a very potent cholesterol-elevating compound. This is why it's associated with, in certain individuals, of an increased risk of high lipids or high cholesterol, called cafestol. Cafestol, which mainly is present in unfiltered coffees, such as the French press, Turkish, and Greek coffees, but it's also in espressos. So those people who are saying to themselves, I'll just take it more concentrated, the real stout stuff, they're the ones who may be at risk of having their cholesterols elevated as a result of it.
Espressos are the base for most of the barista-made coffees, including lattes and cappuccinos, just so you know. And despite some of its known benefits, such as relieving constipation and reducing liver cancer, research has shown that caffeine also can be dangerous if consumed in excess. Now, the American Academy of Pediatrics recommends that, in general, when it comes to children, children should avoid coffee and any beverage with caffeine in them. Yet, you and I both see parents dragging their children, allowing their children to enter coffee shops with them. Can you say Starbucks? I see it all the time. You just have drive by and you see parents going in there, and you know full well those children are coming out of there with full containers of sugar-laden and caffeine-laden drinks that they ought not have as children. The American Heart Association also warns that popular coffee-based drinks, such as lattes and cappuccinos and all this other stuff, are often high in calories, added sugar, and fat, which effectively overrides any benefits that you've heard about that the black stuff, i.e. coffee, has. Just one cup of coffee during pregnancy, here's another problem, may raise the risk of stillbirth. That's research that was published just last year. A British study of more than 1,000 pregnant women, including 290 who had stillbirth, looked at daily caffeine intake. Every 100 milligrams of caffeine per day during pregnancy, the equivalent of one mug of filtered coffee, was linked to a 27% higher risk of stillbirth. Ladies and gentlemen, I can't tell you how many times I have counseled my own patients who were pregnant about not using caffeine during the pregnancy. And they'd say something to me to the effect, well, wait a minute, my OBGYN, my obstetrician, didn't say anything about that. Why are you saying anything about it? How does that have anything to do with anything? I'm going to continue the caffeine. And I said, well, at your peril and your baby's peril. Caffeine is believed to constrict blood vessels of the placenta, which can reduce the oxygen reaching the unborn baby. And babies in the womb clear caffeine or detoxify the caffeine about a third as fast as mothers, and it can result even in irregular heartbeat of babies. This is also why pregnant women should avoid any over-the-counter or prescription drugs unless they have some life-threatening condition that requires it. And yet, over the years, I can't tell you how many OBGYNs, and I don't mean to be picking on them, they're great doctors, how they allow their patients to take Tylenol, which is toxic to the liver, and the dose goes right to the baby in some form. The placenta is no barrier wall. You know, okay, so we've talked enough about it, and it really does suggest it's all about dose. If you're going to use it sparingly. If you're drinking it in excess or know somebody who is, let them know that they're basically killing their brain by drinking that much coffee. There's lots of alternatives in the health food stores. Perro, Cafix, Roma, hundreds of non-caffeinated herbal teas, decaf coffee, green tea. Find some healthier option and you'll be so much better off than whipsawing and overstimulating your central nervous system. Because whatever goes up must come down, and usually comes down greater. We'll be right back. Stay with us. It's the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
Are you looking for a healthy response to inflammation but have yet to find one? You're not alone. You're looking for Turmeric Power Plus, made by North American Herb and Spice, a leader in the manufacturing of natural dietary supplements. Turmeric Power Plus is not your normal turmeric-based product. No, this potent formula combines wild raw turmeric oregano oil, along with ginger and rosemary. That's why it's able to support healthy, full-body inflammation response. Turmeric Power Plus is more powerful than curcumin and turmeric supplements alone. To learn more about Turmeric Power Plus, visit your local health food store or our website, oreganol.com. Oreganol.com. That's oreganol.com. Act now and feel better today with Turmeric Power Plus from North American Urban Spice.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
A breakthrough in pain relief. Curamed Acute Pain Relief from Terry Naturally is an easy-to-swallow soft gel with results you can feel. Featuring new clinically proven technology, this triple-action pain formula contains time-tested ingredients that will have you enjoying life again in no time. This groundbreaking formula is small in size, but big in results, and it comes with a complete money-back guarantee. A breakthrough in pain relief. Curamed Acute Pain Relief. Only from Terry Naturally, the award-winning wellness destination for safe and effective pain relief. Love your results or your money back. Get Curamed Acute Pain Relief at your local health food store or TerryNaturallyVitamins.com. Occasional muscle pain due to exercise or overuse. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you waiting on a lightning strike? Are you waiting for the perfect night? Are you waiting till the time is right? What are you waiting for? Don't you want to learn to deal with fear? Don't you want to take the wheel and steer? Don't you wait another minute here? What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for?
Welcome back to the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Now, don't forget, you can always stay in touch with yours truly through my website at drbob.com, spelling out the word doctor, D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com. Drbob.com, there's articles from around the globe, there's Twitter over there, and all kinds of interesting stuff you'll want to know more about. Plus, the podcast library, so if you ever miss a show, you can get into the podcast library and hear it or listen to it all over again. Now, in just a little bit, after we take a call from Drew in Utah, he's first up today, we're going to get into this conversation about those six fully vaccinated Texans, the politicians who got COVID-19, and then I'm going to play some commentary from Fox News related to that and talk to you a little bit more about that. All right, so let's go to the phones. First up is Drew in Utah. Welcome to the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Drew, hello.
Good morning, Dr. Bob. Appreciate taking my call.
Yes, sir. How can I help you?
Prior to September 26, 2019, I was a very active individual. I was 73 years old, played golf, rode bikes, jog, ran a little bit, and then I got flu vaccine on the 26th of September and went to the emergency room with symptoms of anaphylactic. Mm-hmm. I was one of the one in a million lucky ones, they said.
Right.
But what it did, the long-term effect, and my question is it took out, as my pulmonary doctor says, it took out about 35% of my lung capacity, which has never recovered.
Okay.
I've never had any history of breathing problems or needing oxygen or taking inhalers or rescue inhalers. Never had sleep apnea, COPD. But that day in the hospital, I got diagnosed with all of them.
Yeah.
And I had just a physical 2 months before with my primary physician.
Yeah.
So they wouldn't acknowledge the fact that I had a reaction to the flu shot.
Of course
it
not.
It was something they were
looking for. Of course not. You're a lunatic. Yeah. It was in your mind. It was all in your mind. It was just your imagination. You made it all up.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, that's now, what happens. And that's sad. It's really sad.
Yeah. Now I'm on all those medical supplements, including night oxygen and the Aurora inhalers and rescue inhalers. Mm-hmm. And they want me to wear the mask for the sleep apnea, and I said, no, I'm doing just fine without it. Mm-hmm. And they tell me I have COPD, but I've never been diagnosed with it before. Mm-hmm. Never had asthma or bronchitis or
emphysema. And did you ever smoke? Did you ever smoke, Drew?
I did. And I had quit... 25 years ago, I quit smoking.
Well, here's the thing, Drew. Lungs, once you damage your lungs, they just don't regenerate. They're just not. You're not going to have regeneration in there. And beyond, you know, you needing to get a good lawyer to track down, you know, how this occurred and how that can be set right, at least from a monetary standpoint, each flu shot contains about 25 micrograms of thimerosal. Thimerosal is a form of mercury. So it's hard to say what inside of the flu shot you reacted to adversely, but I'm sort of betting that it was either the mercury, the formaldehyde, the phenol, something in there your body didn't need or want reacted adversely. And the response is exactly where you're at today, and that is it has dramatically reduced your quality of life going forward. Now, is there a possibility of reversing it? The answer is no. There is the possibility, however, of optimizing your health and getting rid of the toxins that still exist, the inflammation that still exists, and the imbalances that still exist as a result of taking this ill-advised flu shot that you got. And so what you will need to do is you will need to, you know, surround yourself with doctors that understand this, who have protocols that can help you through this. What kind of doctors are they, you ask? These are doctors of naturopathic medicine. These are medical doctors who have trained in functional medicine or integrative medicine, who have open minds and understand there are adverse reactions to vaccines and are willing to admit it. And then they have protocols that can help with detoxification, heavy metal chelation, and advise you on using nebulizers where you will inhale through a nebulizer nanoparticles of silver to help knock out any residue of infection, that you will take things like Aragaresp, which is a combination of spices in a capsule, which opens up the lung tissue and helps the lung tissue detoxify and work better. There are doctors who can help you to ramp up your ability to make more glutathione. And glutathione is the master antioxidant. And I assume, based on what you're telling me, yours are extremely low and need to go up. One way you can get started with that is by taking something called RegActive. RegActive is a type of probiotic supplement that raises glutathione levels up. So those are just a kind of a starting point for you, Drew. And I'm so sorry that this has happened to you. But I want to give you hope that your quality of life can improve. But I don't want to try to tell you that you will be the way you were before the flu shot. You will never be the way you were before the flu shot. There's been a certain amount of damage that has been exacted upon you from an ill-advised flu shot. And it's hard to say what it is. You know, was it the mercury or what? Some ingredient, some adjuvant in there? I don't know. But we need to look forward and find the right type of healthcare providers who can help get you back on track to the extent that you can. That would be the goal here.
That is awesome advice. I appreciate it, and I will make an appointment tomorrow. Go see one of these doctors. I'll do some research.
Yes, do that. It's for you. It's about you, and I think you'll be very happy, and you'll learn a lot more than you're learning now, which is really nothing other than the denial of the injury that you've had.
No, but so far they just want me to come in once a year and take a test.
Right. And hope that you just go. They're basically saying go away.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, and it's really sad, Drew. And I'm sorry that this has happened to you, and I wish you well, my friend.
Well, thank you, and thank you for all this good advice. It gives hope to us.
Okay, you take good care.
And, yep, love your show. Okay. Bye-bye now.
Bye now. Oh, yeah, that's a sad one there. You know, but on the other hand, you know, you might be saying, well, maybe, Dr. Bob, if you had gotten to him before he took the flu shot, maybe you could talk him out of it. I don't talk anybody out of flu shots or COVID shots or any shots. But I do suggest people perform due diligence and read certain things before they jump into it, not just do the blind leap of faith and confidence in something they don't know enough about. That's where the problem exists. When we come back, I'm going to share with you some information about those six fully vaccinated Texas politicians who got COVID-19. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a healthy response to inflammation but have yet to find one? You're not alone. You're looking for Turmeric Power Plus, made by North American Urban Spice, a leader in the manufacturing of natural dietary supplements. Turmeric Power Plus is not your normal turmeric-based product. No, this potent formula combines wild raw turmeric, oregano oil, along with ginger and rosemary. That's why it's able to support healthy, full-body inflammation response. Turmeric Power Plus is more powerful than curcumin and turmeric supplements alone. To learn more about Turmeric Power Plus, visit your local health food store or our website, oreganol.com. Oreganol.com. That's oreganol.com. Act now and feel better today with Turmeric Power Plus from North American Urban Spice.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CAN-C. CAN-C eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CAN-C has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CAN-C eye drops. I personally use CAN-C eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Introducing the longevity breakthrough of the century, Telos 95, a revolutionary telomere supplement proven to lower human cellular age by 7 years on average and lengthen telomeres by an astounding 80%. As we age, we lose telomere length, and that's a big part of what causes us to look older and why we feel the effects of aging. Telos 95 helps to stop the clock of aging with one simple 95 milligram capsule daily. Telos 95 is clinically proven to reverse the effects of aging. Want a free 30-count bottle to sample? Log on to longevitybynature.biz and enter coupon code TELOS95. Get a free 30-count bottle today at longevitybynature.biz. Enter coupon code TELOS95 and roll back the aging process today. Telos 95 can be found at longevitybynature.biz by entering coupon code TELOS95, spelled TELOS95.
Work it, make it, do it. Makes us harder, better, faster, stronger.
That don't kill me. Can only make me stronger. I need you to hurry up, man. Cause I can't wait much longer. I know I got to be right now. Cause I can't get much stronger. Man, I've been waiting all night, man.
I
I welcome you back. This is the Dr. Bob Martin Show, the largest radio health talk show in America today, in large part thanks to you. We so appreciate you being there today and telling your friends about the show so they too can enjoy what we're talking about here on the radio. You probably read about or heard about now, by now, the six fully vaccinated Texas politicians who got COVID-19. Talk about hypocrisy. The number of fully vaccinated Texan Democrats who have contracted COVID-19 after fleeing the state of Texas to block a Republican voting bill have risen to six, and the number may even be larger now, not sure. The spokesperson for the Texas Democratic Caucus confirmed that a sixth lawmaker tested positive for the virus and has begun quarantining. These are fully vaccinated people. Last week, 50 Democrats from the Texas House flew to Washington, D.C., chartering a private jet and foregoing not using masks, which are required for commercial airline passengers in the U.S. who are older than 2 years of age. They were also photographed with a case of Miller Brewski beer. And the beat goes on. Anyway, you're going to hear an audio tape here from Fox News's Tucker Carlson talking about this. But before you do, I want to just say to you that you're going to hear him talking about somebody by the name of Gene Wu, who is a Chinese-American politician and an attorney who was on that plane, who is a Democratic member of the Texas House of Representatives serving since 2013. And he, too, was part of that contingent going to Washington who did not wear the mask, even though he's just contradicting himself all over the place. So we're going to play this, and then you listen to this, and then I'll have comment afterwards. Go.
Last week, as you remember, a group of Texas state legislators decided to cast down their nets and follow their consciences. They left their native land on a kind of pilgrimage to find democracy. By leaving, ironically, they ended democracy in their own state. In their absence, Texas could no longer pass laws. But they believed it was worth it. They were serving a cause bigger than themselves. So they set out on the journey of a lifetime with just the clothes on their backs. They took nothing apart from a private jet, iPhones for selfies and regular social media updates, and a case of Miller Lite for sustenance. They forewent even their paper obedience masks, the ones that federal law require the rest of us to wear when we travel by air. But not these pilgrims. They took no masks. They traveled light. They were like the Viet Cong, marching 50 miles in truck tire sandals and sleeping in trees. They were only about their mission. As it turned out, at least five of the pilgrims had come down with the dreaded coronavirus. Kamala Harris had clearly been exposed to that, and she was whisked away to Walter Reed Medical Center for undisclosed but easily guessed reasons. For our friend Gene Wu, this was all very embarrassing. Wu had intended to dazzle Kamala Harris, not infect her with a deadly pathogen. Thankfully, Gene Wu has a philosophical streak. "Let our mistake be the object lesson," Wu tweeted. "All of us had been fully vaccinated since March. We got complacent because we felt safe." Being vaccinated doesn't always stop you from spreading the virus. Always mask up indoors. Gene Wu wrote the last sentence in all caps, like a scientist. Good to know. But wait a second. This seems like news. It turns out, according to Gene Wu, that being vaccinated doesn't stop you from getting COVID-19 or from spreading it to other people. Did you know that? Gene Wu didn't know that. Just a week ago, on July 13th, Wu said exactly the opposite of that. In fact, he explained that the pilgrims didn't need masks as they traveled because they'd all been vaccinated, and the vaccine works, dummy, it's science. But now Gene Wu was telling us it doesn't work, and his friends have the virus to prove it. What's going on here, Gene Wu? Unfortunately, Dr. Wu was not able to join us tonight. He's still at the airport meeting his many fans. So instead, we have tape for you from the UK's chief scientific advisor, a man called Sir Patrick Vallance. This tape is from today. Gene Wu and his friends should have watched it before they left Texas. Makes you wonder, how effective are these drugs anyway? Watch.
In terms of the number of people in hospital who've been double vaccinated, we know it's around 60% of the people being admitted to hospital with COVID have been double vaccinated. And that's not surprising because the vaccines are not 100% effective.
So fully 60% of patients admitted to British hospitals for severe, presumably life-threatening cases of COVID, because that's why you go to the hospital, had been fully vaccinated. That's what he just said. Several hours after he said it, Vallance sent a tweet clarifying that he meant only 40% of patients admitted to UK hospitals had been fully vaccinated. He didn't provide evidence to substantiate anything he said. But still, either number seems like big news. Now, the number may be small in total in the aggregate, but the fact that anybody is going to the hospital, particularly a big percentage of people who are going to the hospital, has already been vaccinated, is the opposite of what they've been telling us here in the United States. They've been telling us anyone who's fully vaccinated is fine. The only people getting dangerously sick or dying from COVID are those people who've refused to get the vaccine. Joe Biden said that once again just the other day.
Look, the only pandemic we have is among the unvaccinated. And they're killing people.
They're killing people. This show is killing people for asking those naughty questions. We've heard that a lot, including from elected officials, a lot of them. Because the only people getting sick are the ones who've refused for political reasons to get the vaccines. How many times have you heard that in the past month as they continue to politicize medicine to an almost irrecoverable point? Our CDC director, Rochelle Walensky, has joined in. She said the same thing. If you're vaccinated, she's assured us you're safe.
Well, there's Tucker Carlson from Fox News.
A breakthrough in pain relief. Curamed Acute Pain Relief from Terry Naturally is an easy-to-swallow soft gel with results you can feel. Featuring new clinically proven technology, this triple-action pain formula contains time-tested ingredients that will have you enjoying life again in no time. This groundbreaking formula is small in size, but big in results, and it comes with a complete money-back guarantee. A breakthrough in pain relief. Curamed Acute Pain Relief, only from Terry Naturally, the award-winning wellness destination for safe and effective pain relief. Love your results or your money back. Get Curamed Acute Pain Relief at your local health food store or terrynaturallyvitamins.com. Occasional muscle pain due to exercise or overuse. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Scientific studies continue to remind us all that getting deep restorative sleep every night is as important to staying healthy as getting regular exercise and eating nutritious food. At bedtime, if you have trouble falling asleep within 20 minutes or wake up during the night and have trouble getting back to sleep, you are not alone because 70 million Americans suffer with sleep problems. Old, worn out, or poorly designed mattresses are primary reasons for sleep problems. Dr. Bob Martin here to share my family's secret for the best possible sleep you can achieve. It's called Cairo Slumber Mattress. Cairo Slumber Mattresses use advanced technology to provide the best support and temperature control for a perfect sleep environment. Say goodbye to sore muscles, back and neck and joint pain. Tossing and turning all night? Gone. Cairo Slumber Mattress, to your sleep rescue. Call toll free 888-958-2008. 888-958-2008 or CairoSlumber.com. Free shipping, too.
Are you concerned with the change of seasons? Are you looking for a product to support a healthy immune system? Then you must be looking for Oreganol P73, made by North American Herb and Spice, who are a leader in the manufacturing of natural dietary supplements. Oreganol P73 is not your normal oregano. No, Oreganol P73 is made from oregano that grows wild at 10,000 feet above sea level in the mountains of the Mediterranean. That's why it's such a powerful support for your immune system. Try Oreganol P73 today and discover what millions already know during this winter season. To learn more about Oreganol P73, visit your local health food store or our website, oreganol.com. That's oreganol.com. Act now and feel better today with Oreganol P73.
Dr. Bob Martin back with you. Stick around. because next hour I'm going to be telling you what's going on in Israel. The Israeli government is really disappointed with the COVID vaccine, saying that it is a lot less protective than believed to be initially against the Delta variant. We're going to get into that next hour and a whole lot of other news you won't find out about perhaps anywhere else, so stick around. Now, that last segment of the program, you heard Tucker Carlson from Fox News talking about the hypocritical six fully vaccinated Texas politicians who got COVID-19 on their way to Washington, D.C. in protest of a bill so they didn't want to stay in the state. In addition to infecting each other, the lawmakers may have gotten COVID-19 or at least spread it to at least one White House staffer as well as an aide to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. We have one other segment here to play with you. Go.
In unison, and they're all saying it, this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated, is simply untrue. That's a lie. There's a massive discrepancy between that political talking point, which is exactly what it is. Thank you, Rochelle Walensky. Thank you, President Biden. And what the data in a bunch of different countries are showing. Someone needs to explain that. Tell us the truth. People can handle it.
Now, I'm certain that there are some people that are gaining benefits by these vaccines. That has to be. But there are a lot of people who are fully vaccinated naturally because they've already acquired COVID. They were healthy. They were able to tolerate it. They were asymptomatic or they had mild to moderate symptoms. They didn't require hospitalization. And now they have a much more robust immune system response and or antibodies with and through B and T cell production of antibodies, more so than they would have had. And again, I am a believer in protecting those who are the most vulnerable in some manner. But what you're not hearing is what I've been talking about on this radio show for almost a year and a half now. The studies about vitamin D and how they could help so many people, but you're not hearing that coming out of anybody. Anthony Fauci, the government, all these studies out about how vitamin D can protect us from any viral infection. And just what 2 weeks ago, I talked about a study showing that eating 5 servings of fruits and vegetables will reduce your risk of COVID and help you get over it faster. I have talked about, and you've heard it echoed to a small degree, about how zinc can boost the immune system function and interfere with viral replication, but yet it is not talked about through those experts, the so-called experts that are trying to help out. There are so many things that we have options to do to protect ourselves from infections. Right down the list, the vitamin D, eating more fruits and vegetables to get more vitamin C, zinc, garlic, the oregano P73 we've been talking about for a year, or Oregares, North American Herb and Spice, Clear Nasal Spray, the Rescue Remedy, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, all these things can help assist people to have a better immune system response, but yet they don't talk about it. We'll be right back. Stay with us for the next hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.